Pokemon Podcast for all news, information, and updates. This is Bulbacast Season 2.
Hello there, everybody. Welcome to Bulbacast, episode number 24 of Season 2. I'm Dylan Force, and tonight we're going to have a very bridge cast, but I promise you it's going to be as entertaining as any other cast would be. And tonight we have Misty from Bulba Garden.
Hi.
We have Satoshkin also from Bulba Garden.
Misty says I'm fat.
Archaic, your Bulba Garden webmaster.
Hi, everyone. How's it going?
And finally, PPN Steve, owner of Pokemon Palace Network.
Hey, everyone. Good evening.
Now, as I said, we're going to have a very bridge cast, but we're going to try to make it as fulfilling as possible in the time we have. We're going to have some discussion on Mysterious Dungeon, but we're going to probably get to our first and only column tonight, and that will be Full Master, so let's get him right now.
Hello.
Hello, Full Master. Welcome to Bulbacast, episode number 24 of Season 2.
Hey, guys. And what's going on?
Oh. All right. What's your question tonight, sir?
After all these years, is Team Rocket getting old?
Yes.
A little.
What do you mean, in what sense?
They were old years ago.
Yeah. I don't think he means that kind of old, Archaic. I think he means
burned out. Yeah, that's what I meant, too.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
The flame is burning out, maybe.
Team Rocket has always sucked when it comes to Ash. Ash kicks their butt every time.
Yeah, well.
Enough said.
They're the comic relief. They have to lose to the key characters.
They have not gotten old as comic relief. They are still needed as comic relief, but that's about it.
But they can get anybody to do comic relief.
And they've lost about 500 plus times.
Yeah.
And it's still entertaining.
Well, I think it's they've just got used to it. The writers and the people who actually produce the series are just used to it. It's just like Ash. It has to be there.
It's the running gag that never ends.
Yes. It's the gag that keeps on giving.
The thing that I think is pathetic, though, is just that they've shown they're pretty much better than any normal trainer. They've got to finals in contests. They've won tournaments. I mean, why would you bother still hanging around with Ash at that point? You may as well go and, I don't know, try to be a Pokemon Master yourself. You'd probably make a hell of a lot more money.
But they can't because they do all that stuff without cheating, and they get to that point where they're known as being good, but then they put that little cheat thing in, or they do something that's so Team Rocket that just blows it for them.
Of course.
Puts them back onto square zero.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Team Rocket-centric episodes are still among the best.
That's true.
But that's when they're not acting as just the comic relief.
Yeah.
They are good characters if only they're casted as good as a decent character in an episode.
I would like to see them come into an episode one time, not do the Team Rocket motto.
Summon AG also. I remember back in the Lieutenant Surge up, they actually made a joke about how they forgot to do the motto.
Yeah.
Didn't they not do the model at some point in DP as well?
Yes.
Guess.
Yes, I believe so.
I think. Yeah, we might have diverged from the question a bit.
Sorry.
Well, if you thought about it, it wasn't really a diversion because we were talking about they're definitely not getting old in terms of being the comic relief as you just said. Because they helped the show become what it is.
I think they're pretty much iconic with the show now.
Yes.
To get rid of them now
is like
getting rid of Pikachu and Ash.
Yes.
Yeah.
But anyway, any more questions, FM?
So. What are your speculations on a champion Sharona appearing so early? Yeah, it's a second Elite Four member to appear within 10 episodes.
I think we're having a build-up.
She early in the anime. Yeah. In the game, rather. Didn't she?
They're making sure we know the Elite Four because he might be facing them.
That's what I think.
Whatever. Something
that,
like that.
Or they might tie into the Team Galaxy plotline.
Maybe.
Which they are, because they, because they have appeared 3 weeks back, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes, they appeared last...
Who did? Galaxy?
Yes.
But how does a Galaxy have, possibly mean a tie-in with the Elite Four?
The Elite Four helped to fight them off?
Maybe.
I don't think so, though. I think the Elite Four's appearance is because Ash is going to face them towards the end of the arc.
Well, we'd like to see that, but they are actually appearing a bit early for that when you consider how few badges he's got.
Well, no, because now they're introducing them in an anime character, whereas in the previous arcs, you never heard of them.
Well, Ash has a reputation.
Talk.
Yeah, they might be appearing because Ash already has a reputation elsewhere.
That's very possible, too.
Well, we know he does from what we saw in the Battle Frontier arc.
Yeah, what were you saying, James?
I was just thinking Stephen appeared early on in Advance and then vanished. He didn't even appear.
Yeah, you saw him once, but here we've seen two already. So we're halfway there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we saw Drake, too. I guess that was
apparently
a little later, though.
No, that was way later, and that really, I don't know. Maybe they would.
Are they appearing a bit too early, though? I mean, he's only got two badges, though. Then again, I suppose you could look at it. He's already managed to get two badges.
But it's
still fairly early.
We're on, what, 30-something episodes now?
Yeah.
Well, kind of
not too early.
It's
only going to be, what, 20 or 50 episodes?
No.
Diamond and Pearl arc?
No. Try. My guess is about maybe 130.
I don't think it'll go that long.
I think it might go longer.
I don't.
Well, yeah, because you've got to figure this.
I think this one will be shorter. All along the orange.
Well, by this time, Advance, didn't Satoshi already get his third badge? By now it's DP-41 or something.
Right.
Maybe.
So it might go longer.
Yes,
good.
I believe so, because
the third badge
you got was AG-40.
It won't have anything to do with Ash. It'll have to do with Picard.
Yes, that's another reason.
A well-developed character.
That's another reason
really
why DP will not last a short time.
Yeah,
my guess would be 130 to 140, but it might be 190 again. Never know.
When did Haruka start doing contests in AG? What episode was that?
That was 11. 35.
Wait, no.
35.
That's a card.
Perhaps the reason that he's only got two badges so far instead of three is because we've had contest-focused episodes, we would have had time for another gym battle if we didn't have those contest-focused episodes.
With Ash actually paying more attention to the contests, including being in them, which we didn't really have a lot of in Advanced.
Also, I mean, we're seeing a lot of the high-level trainers doing attacks that aren't just the attack, are we?
No,
we're seeing lots of combinations or unusual uses of the attacks.
They're learning from Ash's previous battles.
Well, not only that, but also, like, is it Shinji? Or what was it, I think?
Yes.
Shinji, yeah. In his gym battle against Hyota, he did some stuff that wasn't exactly a standard use of the technique either. I mean, you couldn't call it a contest move, but still, it wasn't a standard just rush at the guy and tackle or whatever, was it?
No. Well, that's creativity in the writer's end. Hmm. I think they're seeing that the people like that a lot more.
Yeah.
Well, makes the show more exciting.
Well, veering off topic just a little tiny bit, wouldn't you say that Apon's battle with Roserade in the Eternus City gym helped out? It had to do a little with his contests, right? Mm. His moves had to do with, like, his contest moves.
Definitely.
So I think that may have helped him.
Probably did.
It's allowing him to do stuff that's a lot more unexpected. I mean, that used to be how Satoshi was really played up. He'd win battles because he did things that his opponents didn't necessarily expect and was able to capitalize on it.
Right.
And
which I figure he's known for now.
Yeah, and he used, for a while there, he seemed to get typecast as just doing tackle or whatever, just attack head on, and now he's not doing that anymore. He's going back to being creative.
That's a good thing, too.
I mean, think of how he won his first gym battle. He used an electric-type move against a rock-type after blowing up the fire sprinklers.
Yeah, well, walking water equals wet rock, and wet and electricity don't mix.
Yeah.
He took advantage of the situation, which is any good trainer should do.
Yeah,
but we can't do that in the game.
You wouldn't normally do something like that, would you?
It's not just you wouldn't think of it, no.
Yeah, so that's the kind of thing we seem to be seeing a lot more of again.
I like it. I like it a lot.
So, actually, I think we might have time for one more question if you have it.
Okay. So, I can't think of any more. So.
Okay.
All right.
It's good having you on, Full Master.
Thank you guys for having me.
Great call, man.
Yeah, you take care, man.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Right. Yeah.
Take care. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Great call. Once again.
I know Full Master's already gone, but I think we could still discuss that point a little more there.
Maybe.
I mean, do you really think that he might be going against the Elite Four? I mean, I know I'm the one who suggested that a couple of times.
Well, with the appearance of more than one Elite Four member, you can really speculate that he's probably going to at some point in the Diamond and Pearl arc.
Considering that, how far he's made it.
When was the last time he was in a major league battle? It's been a long, long time.
Since AG-131.
Been a while.
Yes, long time.
He's due for a league.
Maybe.
Yes.
And what better than bringing him up against a league, leading him to the E4? Of course, you know, we know he won't win the E4, any of the E4. He might win one battle and then lose on the second one, or maybe get two and lose on the third.
Maybe get all four, but lose to the champion.
Yeah.
I would like to see that. I would like to see him beat the league and the E4, only to lose to the champion, so he has to continue on.
Yeah, that'd be the logical step to take, but who knows.
Well, considering that he beat Battle Frontier and was invited to become a league brain, we can already say that he is on the level, he's on a sufficient level that he could take up a gym leader post easily.
Oh, easily.
Well, actually, would Battle Frontier leaders be considered above gym leaders? Or
they would be
on the same
above.
You think?
Yeah, definitely.
I don't. I think they would be on the same level as gym leaders.
I thought brains were like a tad below the Elite Four.
That's where I put them too, but it's hard to tell.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it could just be that it's an invitation-only competition where the gym leaders that don't hold back like they sometimes do against regular trainers, as we've seen. Well, I'd just like to quickly make a few, announcements for the Bobblegun site. Firstly, in regards to the load, we know it's bad. We do have a new server coming up. Basically, the only reason we're waiting is because we've got a little while left on that, our current server.
Yeah.
We need to save the money there. It's, I think, 2 or 3 weeks left on that contract now, and after that's over, we're on the new server. So, I can't guarantee that'll fix all the problems, but it will be a lot better than what we've got now. A lot better.
Hey, speaking of that,
yes.
Along that same line, a lot of you guys have heard of and visit Pokemon Community, one of the other Pokemon forums out there. In fact, one that me and PPN, I guess, run. It has just recently got a new server as well. A lot of you probably experienced really laggy service, kind of on par with all the other Pokemon forums as of late.
Right.
Lovely Diamond and Pearl has really hit our server hard.
Oh, yeah.
That's a bad thing for us, but a great thing for the fandom.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
We just put a new server up about a week ago, so I just wanted to put that announcement in as well. So we're getting a new server. It's fast. No more page load errors. No more database errors. Not laggy. If you stop coming because of the errors, come on back.
Also, one of the things that may have been causing load in the past couple of weeks is that we were wanged by Penny Arcade. those unfamiliar with the term, it's like being slash dotted from slash dot. We were basically not talked about exactly, but linked to in the front page rant on Penny Arcade recently, when I think it was Tycho was talking about like how he found Pokemon to be a lot more strategic than he originally thought. So there has been a bit of extra load there, though I think that's probably died down again now. So that won't be there anymore. So hopefully that'll load a bit quicker now.
Yep.
Something else Yes, the Bulbar Garden forums have also been reworked a bit in the past few days, so you might want to take a look there. We have actually opened up access to a development forum for our donators, as well as the staff and a couple of other notables on the forums, like Major X staff, like Damien, one of the X mods. People in there will be involved in discussing the future of Bulbar Garden and how we'll be expanding and growing in the future. Obviously, there's not much to talk about right now because we can't grow too much until we're on the new server.
Right.
But,
you know, things like Bulbar Garden might just be interesting places to watch.
Yep.
We'll probably move some of the older admin topics there in the future. So, like, if we have had some sort of thing we've been talking about behind closed doors, after we've actually put it up, you guys would be able to see our thought processes and so forth. Another announcement I have to make, actually, so I'll just quickly pop that in there.
Sure, go.
Some of you might be aware of a site that's come up recently at bulbargardenforums.com.
Oh, yes.
I'd just like to point out that is not a part of Bulbar Garden. They're guys who registered the domain and have nothing to do with us. They've posted up various things, and it's hard to tell if they actually have complaints with us or if they're some guys just poking fun at us or whatever it is. They're not us. Please don't get confused with us. Please don't go there and get the wrong impression. Please be careful with that, guys, because the site, we have no idea what they're doing with it, what the whole intention of it is.
And now we're going to go to Question of the Week, and here is Sathosh Kun to give you the Question of the Week goodness.
Hello, and welcome to the Swampert Driplem Chat Tots of the Week. Wait, this joke's getting old. Welcome to the Question of the Week, and with me this week, we have a lot of really wonderful Swampert Driplem Chat Tots answers to give you. As a matter of fact, nix the previous statement that it never gets old. So let's go on. Question number one from last week was something to the effect of what could they do to make the Pokemon franchise better? And the question number two had to be, what poke do you feel, you know, is pretty darn good poke to use, but just, you know, for some reason or another is completely ignored? You know, there's a lot of really good pokes out there. And there's just some that, you know, while they may be, you know, really strong, really powerful, or so butt ugly or something that people just think, I'm not using that. Something like that. So, let's go on. And for the first answer, we have a Swampert Driftlim Chatot. No, that is not a misspeak. That is really Swampert Driftlim Chatot is yet again the first answerer for the question of the week. And they would have to say, to improve the anime, simple. Make Ash more like Paul. Imagine Pikachu going up to Ash after losing yet another tournament, and instead of, oh, it's okay, Pikachu, you did a good job, we get, you pathetic weakling, get in there and fight. Sort of like when Ash was possessed by the Pokélantis King. The niceness in the character attitudes has really held back the show from its 14 and up viewers, so says Swampert Driftlim Chatot. Alright, now on to the second question. Three words, hairy, magnetic, iron, more commonly known as Probopass or Dianose. Its utterly ridiculous appearance will keep all, if any, fans of it down to a very low number. Now we go on to Bluntosaur, who says one thing that would vastly improve the anime would be less Team Rocket. You know, he says Team Rocket used to be cool back in Kanto and Johto, but now they're just more annoying. They've long since lost the charm and charisma that made them famous and have become nothing more than an annoying running gag. So one of three things needs to happen. Or maybe all three, who knows? One, get rid of them completely. Two, have them appear less often. Or three, make them cool like they were back in Kanto and Johto. Okay, and now onto his game question. Skitty and Delcatty. It may not seem like much, but if you have a powerful team with super strong attacks, Skitty and Delcatty's assist might be interesting to use. Okie dokie, and now let's go on to the next answerer for the Swampert Driftlim question of the week. And for that, we're going to go right along to Yame Teradine with the game question. They almost never raise bug types or grass types, maybe a Tropius or a Mascarene. They both seem somewhat interesting thanks to their types, but they may be slightly interesting to raise. Hey! And for an anime question, more real trainer battles, mainly in the fillers. In the nick of time, the episode in early AG with Nicolet is a great example. The action in that episode is great. They need more like it. Now we'll head right along with Martian, who says they agree with Blunosaur. Team Rocket also gets on his or her nerves, and you would have expected them to give up already. Not like, you know, there aren't any wild Pikachus to catch. Well, you know, I made this comment in thread, and I'll say it here. Wild Pikachus do not equal Ash's Pikachu. The reason they're after that is if you watch, what was it, episode number 2? The panic at the Pokemon Center, or whatever the heck it was called, they noticed Ash's Pikachu really, really, really kicked their butts, majorly, unlike any Pikachu should have ever done, so that's the reason they're after it. And for the game question, Growlithe or Arcanine? I've recently caught a Growlithe in Crystal, and it's surprisingly helpful. They never had it in their team before, and it's has some pretty awesome fire moves, and hey, let's just face it, it's cute. Alright, now let's move right along with Combat God Ryolu, who says they want more Pikachu Bunnery move moments. They demand the tackle of undying love. Also, if they made more Pokemon Mystery Dungeon specials, you know, like a series, that'd be great. I completely agree. Mysterious Dungeon was a great episode. We need more. For the game question, they'd say Dunsparce. They've never seen one on any team, and it's a little ugly to them, so they can see why. Plus, it took over 200 episodes for it to even appear in the anime again, from the Dunsparce deception to following a maiden voyage. They also agree with the Skitty line being neglected, too. Well, let's move right along. We got a Sheeta here, who says they want more Pokemon-centric episodes in the anime, as they are usually the best ones. And for the most helpful Pokemon in the game, they're Gardevoir, or however you pronounce it. They use it to paralyze and kill real quick before they even knew what hit them. Alright, well, let's head right along with Haruka plus Hikaru Rule. Where do they rule? It's the Haruka Kingdom. Everybody come on in, come on in! We've got the Haruka Kingdom with Hikaru too. They say, bring back Misty and May to the anime. And that's their answer. They had just answered the anime question, but hey, it's all good. And now we move right along to Thunderdash. And they just answered the anime question as well. They say, bring Misty back, please. She was way cooler than May and Dawn. You do have to admit, yeah, maybe. I don't know. Dawn may be about to match Misty in coolness. We'll see. Hey! Now let's go right along to Blaziken EX, who says for the anime they want more stuff like Legend of Thunder featuring unused game characters. That's cool. And for the game question, the Johto starters. They're tough to get, but they're pretty powerful. He got his, or hers, from Colosseum. As a side note, we got something wrong in a previous episode. Misty didn't win the World Cup. She lost it to some trainer with a Feraligatr. Alright. Well, thank you for correcting us. We do appreciate that. And we are going to move right along to Nightshade Zero. They say for the game question, they have a few Tentacruel. It's a brilliant Pokemon if it's at a good level. It's a water and poison type, which is a great combination, and it can do a lot of moves which can keep it in a battle while it slowly faints the opponent. If you got a lot of patience, Tentacruel is brilliant for your team, and Hirayama is also very strong and tough to get out of a battle like Tentacruel. If it's got good enough stats, it can put your opponent in a very tricky position. Now let's go on to Nightshade's anime question. They would have to say that the anime needs more battles. Not just ordinary battles, you know, battles like Articuno versus Charizard, which is a brilliant battle. And we also, you know, we need more battles that make us stand up from our seats, you know. Just jump right up and see some really strong moves, you know, those kind of battles. You don't ever get to see them in the anime, they say. So, they want more really cool battles. So we'll move right along. Pikachu Trainer, who says, for the anime question, make Team Rocket an essential part of the plot. Now, seriously, they're fed up with them, you know, just being comic relief. Make them be good, or some were actually really bad, like joining up and helping Team Galaxy. And speaking of Galaxy, we need Galaxy as an evil team, not a random movie show-up. Thankfully, that's happening right now. Seriously, these additions largely improve the anime. And for the game question, Pikachu Trainer says, most helpful Pokemon? Okay, it's his Bippo. It's so awesome that it can use 4 HMs. Joking aside, they really go for something like Finette or Chimicho. Really helpful, at least in game. And yet almost never used by anyone. Okay. And now we're going to move right along to the Swampert Driftlim Chat Talks for next week. And I am only partially joking about that, because one of the questions is actually a question from Swampert Driftlim Chat Talks, and that would be the anime question. So the anime Swampert Driftlim Chat Talk for next week would be, what do you think about the dub being caught up to the raw version, or being, you know, a whole lot closer caught up than it had been in the past? Your thoughts? You know, I really like that question. Let's see what you guys have to say about that. I'd like to hear your opinions. And now we'll move right along to the game question for next week, which is brought to you by Blunasaur. And he asks, what is your favorite Pokemon game commercial, American or Japanese? So, either he's asking, you know, do you prefer Japanese commercials or American commercials, or he's asking, out of all the commercials, what is your favorite Pokemon game commercial? Alright, I'm going to say it's the second one that I asked. Your favorite Pokemon commercial altogether, and not just American or Japanese. If you live in another country that's got Pokemon commercials that are, you know, even better than the American or Japanese, at least in your opinion, go for it. Tell us. We want to hear. And heck, you know, even supply some YouTube links in the forums for people to check out as well. That would kind of make things even more interesting if you're able to. If not, 'tis all good. So, that is it for the question of the week for this week. And for next week, we have those questions that I've just read. This week is now up and over, and I will be waiting for you guys next week. Many thanks, as always. I really enjoy the answers you give us. Whatever. Talk to y'all later. Bye.
All right. Great question of the week, Sazuscreen, as always.
Yeah, these guys are good. I like them. They've always, you know, they're giving me great answers. Heck, they're even giving me great questions.
Indeed.
You know, I love the Swampert Driftlim Chat. I mean question of the week.
Yes.
Keep it up, guys. All right. We like to hear them.
Yep.
Yep.
Indeed. Now we're going to take a little break, and we're going to be right back with more BC right after this commercial timeout. Don't go away.
Hey, Bipla, what's wrong? Is there another problem you're having now?
Yes, there is, friend Mudkips. I seem to have these weird little bumps on my hiney, and I can't figure out what they are. Could you help me?
Let's see here. Ah, Bipla, it looks like you have poke rust.
Poke rust? Is that some sort of weird spin-off to Toys R Us?
It seems like you forgot to take your anti-retard medication today. Anyway, no it's not. It's a rare disease.
A disease? Oh my god, that means I'm going to die. No, I don't want to die. I still owe Mr. Hoot Hoot $45 for his help.
Don't worry, Pippa. Poke Russ is great. It enhances your growth.
Is that like what those baseball players use? You know, that steroid stuff?
No, it makes you stronger when you battle Pokemon.
I think I get it. But what do I do about these hot bumps? They're itchy and make me want to scratch up against those jolly Milotics.
Wait right here, Bipa. I have the perfect solution for this.
Oh my gosh, your old friend Mudkips can help me.
Here you go, Bipa. Use this spoinkment.
Spoinkment? What's spoinkment?
It's the newest product out on the Poke markets today. It's an ointment made just for Poke Rust problems. It's rare to find this ointment since Poke Rust doesn't come around very often.
So I guess I just eat this ointment and it comes out behind it?
No, don't eat it. It's made to put on the outside.
I don't feel so good. It tastes like cotton candy.
Remember, kids, always read the instructions on packages.
Welcome back, everybody, to Bulbcast, episode number 24 of Season 2. And now we're going to move on to a little bit of a discussion here about the new Mystery Dungeon game. So let's begin that right now.
All right, sounds great.
So we don't know all that much except that it's been announced this week, but I suppose that in itself is news.
Well, we know some of the characters, Pokemon characters, that'll be available in it. We know the partial storyline, I believe.
I'll say this much. It's actually fairly surprising that they've made another one because they don't tend to make a mystery dungeon using a franchise they've already done.
Right. So that's just something special, or they're really hooked on the Pokemon aspect of the dungeon.
Well, I'd just say that the Pokemon ones sold better than other ones did.
Yeah, so no kidding.
How many mystery dungeons have been exported outside of Japan before?
One.
Besides the Pokemon one?
No, that's the Pokemon one.
Yeah, so what do you think they're going to do?
They're going to make another one where they can make money. Or,
yeah.
Yeah.
And guess what?
They did.
They're going to, and it's going to work. And it actually, from the few screenshots and stuff that they've put out, it looks like it's going to be a really good game. Better than the first one.
I just hope we can evolve.
It's like the mindless slaves Pokemon stuff we are. I would actually like to see a more mature storyline, though. There wasn't much in the first one.
No.
And it was...
Well, you...
more kiddie than your standard Pokemon story is.
Yeah, they're talking about guilds again, this one. And guilds? You're in, yeah. Okay, new game mechanic is guilds. In order to form a great exploration party, the player must train, and to train, the player must enter a guild. The guild master is Wigglytuff. Yay, Wigglytuff. Woohoo! And its right-hand man is a noisy Chatot. Great. Gen 4 Pokemon, at least.
Yes, that's the point.
Mm-hmm. Other guild members include Dotto's favorite, Bidoof.
Bidoof.
He'll promptly name Bipa.
Bidoof, I had to name Bipa, because Bipa, I don't know, sounds better than Bidoof.
Everybody loves Bipa.
I'm drooling on myself. My name's Bidoof. I like Mudkips.
And on the other hand, in all previous Misty 10 games, the defining feature is the random dungeons players execute quests in, so that will stay the same.
So the roguelike elements stay? Tips. Okay, yep.
Yeah. Let's see, at the beginning of the game, when a player joins a guild, the top guild member, Perep, will take them to see the guild master, Wigglytuff, yada yada yada. At that point, the player and a partner form an expedition team, kind of sort of like the other one, just with the guild put in its place. The other Pokemon involved, your guild members are Lotred, who's an alarm clock and a gate watcher, it looks like. Diglett as a guard. Dugtrio is in charge of updating the bulletin boards. I wonder if he updates.
How could a Dugtrio update a bulletin board?
It has no hands.
I don't know.
What does it do? Fling dirt? And then... I'm going to write letters with dirt.
How do you say this? Chimicho? Chimico?
Chimchow, I think.
C-H-I-M-E-C-H-O.
Chimicho.
Chimicho is in charge of organizing and dining. Now, wait a minute. That's my dining. Job. Oh, sorry. Wrong.
Dining.
How yes.
How cook?
Wait. Krogunk.
Hyper Beam.
Is a special shop owner. There's also some Flora and a Corphish involved somewhere.
What's the Gregor do again?
Wait a second. How can the Corphish be involved in the guild?
He mans. I have no idea.
It just
doesn't give an explanation of what that particular Pokemon does.
But actually, there weren't any water Pokemon in Mysterious Dungeon, were there?
No.
You can't exactly have a Goldeen flopping around behind you as you walk through the dungeon.
Then it's a randomized, yada, link move.
It'll just turn into jerky that way.
Huh. Electrovee runs the Link Shop, which is located in Treasure Town. Treasure Town also has other businesses, which include the Kecleon Shop, Duskall Bank, and Kangaskhan Warehouse. Woo!
Well, at least they typecast one Pokemon in it.
Looks like a large number of the Gen 4 Pokemon are going to be available in the game. It says it'd be over 490. That's the standard statement for how many Pokemon are in each of the Gen 4 games anyways.
Wait, they say over 490?
There will be over 490 Pokemon present in the new Pokemon Mystery Dungeon. That's the quote.
Which means that they actually have the fish ones this time.
I'm assuming that they... full Gen 4 Pokédexes in the game.
Yep. Which either means they've got Pokemon that you can't get into your party ever, or they have...
But they're probably going to do event-based additions as well, although that's not actually stated.
But I'm just thinking that, they must have undersea levels or something if they're going to have the fish in there, otherwise it's just going to be stupid.
Because some of the screenshots they're showing... are at beach scenes.
Okay.
With the waves and the water and everything. Graphics look great. There's one more little thing here. What is it? After defeating wild Pokemon, they'll sometimes want to become a friend. As the story progresses, the player can change the composition of their team by speaking to I can't say that name.
Chimekle. Okay,
so we're not going to have to go and run around the fields this time to get Pokemon. That's going to be good. Running around the fields was not fun.
There's other teams present in the game. Team Poison Rose, Prize of Poison type, Gutank, Weezing, Zubat. Team Razor Wind, led by Zang.
Wait, that's Team Poison Rose?
Yeah.
They don't have a Roselia?
No.
That just seems stupid.
Hey, I didn't make the game. Nor did I put the press release out. Actually, this was ripped from their Turnsoft's website. They have 4 or 5 pages on it. Team Razor Wind is Zanga's team Popobo. I like that.
Wait.
Pidgey and C dot. No. Popobo. Popobo. P-O-P-P-O-P-O. Long O. Popobo.
Anyway.
Pidgey and a C dot.
We gotta wrap this up in 2 minutes.
Led by Togepi. Oh my god. Togepi's leading the team.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to wrap.
A lot of information available.
On Turnsoft
website. Bubble News has the release article. I have some screenshots and pictures on PPN. little details of what the actual game mechanics I just read were and all that.
Yes.
I kind of paraphrased it for you all, but check it out.
Yep.
Enjoy the game. We do not have the release date yet, guys, so current speculation is late 2007. Expected order, in the U.S. in about a year and a half.
Of course.
Order and buy, like, the Pokemon minions you are.
Oh, yeah, just
the desire for more Pokemon products will consume you.
We didn't mention that before, but there were going to be two versions like the last release.
Yes.
Time Expedition, which is the blue version, and the Darkness Expedition, which is the red version.
Darkness is red?
Yeah, this time.
I'm going to have to break my normal pattern. I normally only ever buy a blue version, so I got Diamond this time, even though it was the main version, just because it's a blue.
Did you notice that the Time and Darkness are plays on the Diamond and Pearl theme with the Jagalpika and Darkrai thing?
Right.
All right. So that's all tying together. The Diamond and Pearl is a pretty well thought out expansion set for the various Pokemon properties. Good stuff coming, guys.
Yep, can't
good
wait.
Time to be a Pokemon fan. Buy the games.
Indeed.
Mm.
Buy them.
Buy our toys.
Buy them. Buy them through our affiliates, because that gets us more money to
buy
servers. I would just like to stress that the advertisements on Bulbagarden, on PPN, they are what supports our sites. We would not be able to run them without them. あ、そうだ。あの、ちょっと言いたいことがあるんだけど、今はね、特別、ボブカストジャパンを作りたいんだけど、あの、日本語を喋る人や、日本で住んでる人を探してるんだから、あの、もし、ボブカストジャパンに入りたいなら、私にイメールしてください。じゃあ、またね、みんな。
Thank you, everybody, for joining us on Bulbacast, episode number 24 of Season 2. Before we go tonight, I'd like to say that you want to visit our websites, PokemonMonsters.net, PokemonPalace.net, and Bulbagarden.net. Please visit the IRC, irc.pokemonsters.net, #PocketMonsters, #Bulbagarden, #Bulbacast, when our report cast starts, as you all know. And I'll put a wrap on this Bulbacast. I thank everybody who called in tonight, Full Master, and everybody who joined us tonight, PPN Steve, Satoshi-kun, Archaic, and Misty. I am Chief Schooler Thang. Keep your Pidgey safely flying and keep your monsters in the pocket. Good night, everybody. Have a nice, good weekend.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Goodbye, everybody.
Janemina. Mata raishu ne.